back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking about actors and actresses who sing and some celebrities that have released albums that you probably never knew existed. We'll play some stuff from that as well. It's all because Kiefer Sutherland is going to be playing at Talia Hall with his rock band on Sunday night. So we're going to talk about that and open up the phone lines about actors and singers and celebrities who sing and do music as well. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We're not doing Triple Play Thursday. Dan Shugrue is off awaiting the birth of his second child. And he has to stay close to home. So we're going to wait till Dan gets back to do our themed bumps. That bump that you just heard coming back was outshined by Soundgarden. And as Vic reported in the news, Chris Cornell has died. He's only 52 years old. I am just stunned by this, first of all, because we just found out about it 10 minutes ago. This one, man, I don't even know what to say. Soundgarden's one of my favorite bands. He's one of my favorite rock vocalists of all time. You know, in the early 90s, you know, when the grunge thing really took off, you know, I'm going to turn 52 in a couple of months. So I'm, you know, about the same age as Chris Cornell. And so we were in our 20s when those records came out, when the Nirvana records came out and all the other Screaming Trees and Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, all that stuff. That was a movement back then that I was really into and really part of. And he was one of the, you know, major contributors to that, and just an incredible rock vocalist. Obviously, the details are sketchy right now because it just got reported. And he was only 52 years old. He died after he had a gig in Detroit. He died after a gig in Detroit, and it was sudden and unexpected. And they'll find out how at some point when, you know, they do an autopsy. But it's unbelievably sad news that Chris Cornell passed away. Yeah, I've seen Soundgarden a bunch of times. I saw Audioslave a couple of times. When Temple of the Dog, you know, the super group Temple of the Dog, they toured. I saw them then too. So yeah, this is tough, man. I mean, one of the best rock vocalists ever, and a great songwriter. And I put Super Unknown, the album Super Unknown, Soundgarden's album Super Unknown. I put that on the upper echelon of best rock albums of all time. There's not a bad song on Super Unknown, and I would put that like proudly on the shelf next to like Zeppelin II and next to like Paranoid by Sabbath. It's that good a rock album. So this is sad, man. I'm sure that more details will come out. But so Esmeralda, did you get you a Soundgarden fan at all?
I enjoy them.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge super fan or anything, but. Anytime I would hear a song, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, you a fan of Chris Cornell's?
Yeah, and this, I don't go as deep with them as you do, but yeah, I mean, it's that stuff was a little bit before my kind of musical adolescence, but it was, you know, it all comes.
Yeah, I was in my mid to late 20s when all that stuff hit, and that was right around the, you know, that was the whole Gen X thing, and, you know. And I had very long hair and I wore flannel. I had the whole thing. I was your carbon cutout, Gen Xer looking guy with the goatee and the long hair and the flannel.
Yeah.
And the docks.
When you think modern rock music, like what's going on right now, you still think Soundgarden, Audioslave, stuff Chris Cornell was doing, even though it was
his solo stuff was
25
amazing.
Years ago.
He was great, man. It's a damn shame. It's really just a shame. So anyway, now were you guys any details that come out? We'll let you know. But it's just really unbelievably shocking and sad, and just a huge loss to the world of rock. I mean, the contributions that Chris Cornell made to the genre of rock music are massive. And like I said, if you're a rock fan and you don't own Super Unknown, you do not own one of the greatest rock albums ever recorded. I mean, when that album came out, man, I listened to it. It didn't leave my car, you know, for like months. I just listened to it in the house. I listened to it in the car. There's not a bad song on that record. It's just it is cut after cut after cut. It's just an amazing album. That's by far my favorite Soundgarden album. So anyway, really sad news. Chris Cornell passed away. Now, let me ask you this, Esmeralda. Did you know that Kiefer Sutherland was a rocker?
I had an inkling.
I didn't know
I
this.
I knew that, but I've never heard anything or anything like that.
Kiefer Sutherland has built a notable career as an actor whose work includes his critically acclaimed stint as counterterrorist agent Jack Bauer in 24. But Sutherland has recently stepped onto a different stage as a roots-rocking singer-songwriter. Kiefer Sutherland is releasing his new album, his debut album, Down in a Hole. Came out last August. It's an impressive collection featuring country rock tunes, like the crunchy Rolling Stones meet Sheryl Crow number Going Home, and ballads like the soul-bearing Calling Out Your Name. He's a fine vocalist with an intimate, weather-beaten tone. Sutherland and his band will perform at Tally Hall on Sunday. So this got me to thinking about celebrities who can sing. And we've got some examples of that. And also, I've got some celebrities who released albums that you might not have knew that existed. You know, isn't it usually the case, like, when you hear that an actor or an actress or a celebrity or something just decides to release an album, you immediately go, oh, no.
No, usually.
Yeah.
I don't know why, though, because if they're entertainers,
yeah,
you would think, yeah, maybe they can sing. It's not like they're lawyers and then they're like, yeah, no, I put out an album.
Right. No, but it's funny because, like, immediately, like, when you think, you know, Kevin Spacey's going to release an album, you go, come on. But Kevin Spacey can sing.
Yeah.
He's got a great voice. Did you see that Bobby Darin movie that he made?
Mm-hmm.
He sang all those songs in that movie. He can sing. And, you know, and there are other actors and actresses who tried who can't. We've got examples of that. But we also have examples of celebrities that have shockingly good singing voices. And what is this? What is the website where we have that from? Stylecaster is the website, right, Dan?
Yeah, stylecaster.com.
Yeah.
Celebrities who have shockingly good singing voices. Now,
right.
Some of the examples are debatable, I think.
Well, the first one here on the list is Kate Hudson. And can you play a little bit of that? This is her singing. It's been so. Bad. I mean, listen, here's the thing.
I don't think that's bad at all.
No, it's good. And the other thing, the thing is, if you're going to try and sing and you choose a song that was sung by Sinead O'Connor, good Lord, is that a challenge. Sinead O'Connor, one of the greatest voices in the history of music. And she sang the hell out of that Prince song. But no, Kate Hudson did well. It's better than what she did in. Did you guys see the musical that she was in, Nine, with Daniel Day-Lewis? Because she sang in that, not very well. I don't know why that what we just heard was good.
Well, what kind of?
It was
stuff. Maybe because it just didn't. I think, you know, if you know your limitations.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sure she can't sing Mariah Carey. Octaves.
No. Well, that wasn't really what she was, you know, it was, you know, Nine is first of all, Nine's not a very good musical, in my opinion. And I was never crazy. I was never crazy about the songs in Nine. So I don't think she was given fantastic material, but it just wasn't. The movie version of Nine was not good. And pretty forgettable. But yeah, but no, that's not bad. Am I nuts? Did she sing in Almost Famous or am I nuts? Besides everybody singing the Elton John song on the bus, that one, I don't think that counts, though. So, all right. Esmeralda, are you aware that Joe Pesci released a record?
Yes.
All right.
Didn't they make fun of him on SNL?
Did when the album came out?
Yeah, because was it around the time when he had Jim Brewer
Joe Pesci show?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they did.
I don't know why I think that.
Well, I have a little piece of that.
if you play what I think you're going to play, this, I listen to this by myself, like, unironically.
Well, he released an album, okay? And I'm playing Yo Cousin Vinny. Is that the
No, that's not what I was thinking of.
Oh, all right. Well, here's what it is. This is Joe Pesci, all right?
My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those
Hey, Cousin Vinny, Yo Cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, Cousin Vinny, Yo Cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey, Cousin Vinny, Yo Cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me?
Well, now, what were you? What did you listen to?
That's much worse than I thought it was going to be.
What did you listen to?
He raps one. It's called Wise Guy. Parentheses. It's the bitches that'll get you's. And he samples. What's the Blondie song where she kind of does the spoken word thing?
Rapture.
Rapture. Yeah. Yeah. It's got a sample of Rapture.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's like jokey enough where.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. Well, that was Joe Pesci. Well, listen, we're talking about celebrities who can sing or can't sing and surprising celebrity albums that are actually out there. And we'll talk more. The phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. Send your texts in, too. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. A couple more Soundgarden bumps coming back. If you just tuned in, Chris Cornell passed away. He was only 52 years old. He died suddenly in Detroit last night. And I don't know much of the details outside of the fact that it was unexpected, obviously. So we're sad about that. One of the best rock vocalists ever. And just an incredibly talented guy, and he passed away. We are talking about celebrities who have released albums and actors and actresses who can actually sing. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Let's say hello to Bill. Hi, Bill.
How are you?
All right.
Good evening, or good morning. I don't like her as an actress, but Gwyneth Paltrow and Babyface did Just My Imagination, and it was really good.
Gwyneth Paltrow can sing. She's a great singer.
She's a great singer, and that version with Babyface was just a knockout.
All right, cool. Okay, Bill, thanks, man. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow has got a great voice. And I didn't know Gwyneth Paltrow could sing. You remember that she did a karaoke movie?
With Huey Lewis.
With Huey Lewis, that's right. And they released, what was the single that they released? And it was actually a hit from that movie. The movie was called Duets. Andre Brower sang in it. It was actually a surprisingly good movie. Like Paul Giamatti, I think, was in that movie. Wasn't Paul Giamatti in that movie?
Was it like a super group type of situation where all these celebrities came in to do a karaoke movie?
I don't know. I remember thinking the movie was pretty good, and that was when I realized that she could sing. Because I was like, man, she can sing. But, I mean, she's gone on to sing on a lot. I mean, she was on like 4 episodes of Glee, and she killed on every episode of Glee. She was great. So I'm one of those idiots that I was way on the I stayed on the Glee wagon long after I should have jumped off. I loved that show. I thought Glee was. You ever watch Glee, Esmeralda?
Yeah, for sure. I was way into it, and then I realized this is not good.
Well, I stayed. A lot of people jumped off the train a couple seasons in. I stayed until like season 5. I was. And there are episodes of that show that I absolutely love. That my favorite number involves Gwyneth Paltrow and the dude who played the lead, and I can't remember his name, the teacher. But they did a mashup of Singing in the Rain and Umbrella by Rihanna, which is great. I mean, great. And of course, she did. Gwyneth Paltrow sang. that the what's the big dude with no neck who was in Charles Barkley?
CeeLo.
Right, CeeLo, yeah. What was the song, F You? But you know what song I'm talking
Forget
about?
Forget You.
Yeah, Forget You.
Is the clean version.
Yes, the clean version. And she did a version of that on Glee, and it was great. And then, in fact, she would come out. Like, he was on Saturday Night Live, and she sang with him. I don't think it was so. This is pre-Goop. This is all pre-Goop. let's see. More celebrities. How about this one? The next one on that list there is Jennifer Lawrence, and she sang a song that was actually on the last Hunger Games soundtrack, and it actually charted. It was called The Hanging Tree. Do we have a little bit of that, Dan?
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where dead man called out for his love to flee?
Yeah.
Strange things did happen here.
You know what it sounds like? Sounds like Jennifer Lawrence. It just sounds like Jennifer Lawrence when she talks. She sings, you know, that's not bad. That's all right. All right, before we break here for the news, here's Paxton. Hey, Paxton.
Nick, Ezra. Hey, Jennifer Love Hewitt. At the very end of I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which is a great ending, and she's killed in that ending. The next two songs, as the credits roll, she sings.
Yeah, she released an album, man.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. She had, like, she had videos and stuff. I watch the videos because she's in them, and she's, you know, she's Jennifer Love Hewitt, so I'll watch it. I, in fact, watched The Client List. It's one of the worst TV shows ever. I watched every single episode of The Client List. It was one of the worst television shows ever, and I never missed it because it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. Ezra, did you ever watch the Client List?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't she a call girl in it?
Well, yeah, massage girl.
Right, a call girl.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it was an absolutely horrible show, and it was on Lifetime. I watched every single episode of it. it was on my DVR. I watched it every single episode. Oh, man. All right, we got a break here. Paxton, thanks for the call. Okay, we got to take a break. Yeah. Yes. Spoon Man from one of the greatest rock albums of all time, Super Unknown. Again, shocked and saddened by the death of Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave. One of the best rock voices of all time and an important guy and talent in the grunge movement of the early 90s. Sad stuff here. He was only 52. Details are sketchy right now, but yeah, Chris Cornell has passed away. Very sad. It's Thursday morning. How you doing, everybody? We're not doing Triple Play Thursday. Dan Shugrue is off. He has to stay close because Eileen and he, they're going to have a baby at any moment now. So Dan Shugrue is off. Dan Long is filling in. We're glad that Dan Long is here. We're talking about actors and actresses who can sing, and some celebrities who have released albums. Esmeralda, did you buy Randy Macho Man Savage's album?
I have five of them. For each, wherever I am, I always have one.
You always, yeah, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, Dan?
Here's another one, Macho's Be a Man.
Well,
I don't know if that's the one you're going to play. That's another one I will gladly listen to unironically.
Oh, here we go. Come on, that bony fight the rock, break you fast. But when I challenge Homie to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood hooked up, you're at the end of your rope. And I'm going to kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. Because, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be a child. Man, calling out Hogan, man.
Listen to how tight that production is, too.
He is calling out the Hulkster. Oh, man, Randy Savage, one of the best. All right, well. Next on the this list of 31 celebrities who have shockingly good singing voices, well, come on. Dan, Kristen Bell. I mean, we know Kristen Bell can sing. What? How is that shocking? Kristen Bell can basically do anything, as far as I'm concerned. I adore Kristen Bell.
That movie was, like, huge, wasn't it?
Frozen?
Frozen,
yeah. Do we have a little bit of Kristen Bell singing?
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
How does Dax Shepard end up with her? How does that happen?
I forgot. I remember seeing, like, the story of when they first met and everything, and it's just like, what? Okay.
I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. I like them as a couple because I think, you know, obviously they like each other and they get along, and I don't hate Dax Shepard. I'm just jealous because he's Dax Shepard, and she's so cool. I have loved Kristen Bell since Veronica Mars. Veronica Mars, Esmeralda, another one of those shows that fit into the Nick DiGiglio, who's actually a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
That show rules, man. I actually remember when they did the Kickstarter campaign for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I donated.
You are a high funder there?
I see. I got a Veronica Mars T-shirt.
There's no walk-on role for you?
No, I didn't get the walk-on role, but I wanted it. And then the movie turned out to be not that great. I mean, I liked it because, you know, it's Veronica Mars, but it wasn't as good as I think the fans had hoped. But yeah, that Kristen Bell is something, man. She is something, and she, you know. We talked about this, you know, when Jimmy Kimmel was out for a little while because his baby was sick, she guest hosted one night and killed. She was always a fantastic guest on Craig Ferguson's show. Like, easily one of Craig's favorite guests. And they were fantastic together. Really, really funny. And they were flirty. And she had a rivalry going with Jeffrey Peterson, the gay robot skeleton. And she would always make fun of Jeffrey, and she'd always make fun of Jeff Peterson, and it was fantastic. But she killed on Kimmel, man, hosting. Killed. She's just an enormously talented person, really. I love her. Let's see. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
I like Super Unknown, or I mean, I like Fell on Black Days, and other than Pipe Organ, it's the best test for your woofers, the bass line. I got two in either direction. Johnny Cash, I liked him in a Columbo episode where he was subjected to the usual friendly interrogation, and he was kind of bouncing back and forth off of Peter Falk and being he was playing dumb congenially and playing it cool, and it was fun to watch that.
Yeah,
and he played a gospel singer evangelist, but the other one. Smokey Robinson did Cruisin', but Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis.
That's what
did
they did.
It
was Cruisin'. I forgot that was the song, the cover.
They did it better.
Okay.
I think.
All right. I like it. I do. I think it's pretty great. It was surprising because I had no idea that Gwyneth Paltrow could sing until that came out. So, all right. Hey, thanks, Mark. And here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick. Patrick? Are you there? I think we lost Patrick. We put Patrick on hold. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, do you have Steven Seagal's album?
I have 10 of those.
Yeah. See, those you got to make sure you got to make
sure. I have
sure
two in each space where I reside.
You want to make sure that you always are 2 feet away from your Steven Seagal album.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, here's a little bit of Steven Seagal.
When I'm a Muslim, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Hindu, Catholic, and Jew. Everything you fear in me is all a part of you. Well, if there's something you believe in, if there's something that you got to say, don't let the bullets preach for you to facilitate your way. Well, beat me with your doctrine, convert me if you can. Deliver me from the guilt, but lead me with
blessing.
Good Lord.
That's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
By the way, have you seen what Steven Seagal looks like now?
Oh, he's real bloated.
Oh, my God.
Does he have a Fu Manchu
he's
thing?
Got, yeah, he grew the facial hair, and he's still wearing, like, the weird tents. I will say
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, the, yeah.
I will say this. That reality show where he was, like, a cop, I can't remember, in Louisiana. What the hell was that called? Can you look that up, maybe, Dan? It just like, I guess if you just Google Steven Seagal reality show cop, and it was just the most ridiculous. It was so ridiculous, and I watched it all the time.
Steven Seagal Lawman?
That's it, man. That's it. Steven Seagal Lawman. What an idiot. Did you ever watch Lawman, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh.
Classic. I think it was on A&E. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think it was A&E. You're right. Oh,
which
man.
Makes no sense because it's neither arts nor entertainment.
Right. But is A&E, are they arts and entertainment? It's like
not anymore.
Yeah, it's like AMC is American Movie Classics. That's not. The Walking Dead is on AMC. Yeah. That's not American Movie Classics. It's like the Learning Channel. What are we learning? That someone has a 50-pound scrotum. That's the stuff that they have on. That's the stuff that they have on the on TLC. I weigh 900 pounds and I need a crane to get out of my house. That's the stuff that you see on TLC. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll get back to more celebrity singing. By the way, coming up, Jeremy Renner singing. Esmeralda, did you know that Jeremy Renner could sing?
I did not.
I didn't know that either. But we'll hear a little bit of Jeremy Renner singing. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave, has passed away, and it's a very, very sad story. He died suddenly. He was only 52. Details are sketchy right now, but Chris Cornell has passed away, and we're very sad. Anybody who enjoys rock music really... is, you know, bummed out right now. Okay. We were talking about celebrities that released albums that you probably never knew existed and some actors celebrities who can actually sing. We've been playing a little bit of that. And let's see. Here's Patrick. Are you there, Patrick?
Yes, I am, Nick. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm so sorry about earlier. That's in a bad spot on I-65.
That's all right.
Man, Super Unknown, baddest album ever, but Bad Motorfinger is going to always be my go-to just because I would play the riff to Outshine over and over on my guitar. I'd just sit there and just rip the hell out of that and make my neighbors crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, listen, Soundgarden had a ton of great songs and great albums, but I just, for me, Super Unknown was just, that was like the pinnacle.
Well, I mean, when I heard 4th of July, I was at the Alley and I heard 4th of July, I went out the next day and bought that album.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song on the whole album.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And of course, Black Hole Sun, weirdest video ever shot.
Great video. Yeah.
Songs on the album, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It really is, you know, it really is. They're one of those bands that have crossover. You could be a metalhead and totally love them. You didn't have to be completely flannel and grunge,
right.
You know?
Right,
you know, but getting to the back on topic, I was thinking about Jim Nabors, man.
Yeah.
You know? Because Gomer seemed so goofy, and then when you heard him sing, he had that operatic voice. I'm blown away the first time I heard that because I didn't expect it.
Yeah,
you know?
For those of you who don't know, Jim Nabors, played Gomer Pyle, and it was goofy. And but then he was like an opera singer. The guy had an unbelievable voice that you know, back when in the 70s when he would be on variety shows and he would sing, you'd be like, how is Gomer Pyle singing that?
Oh, my God, he was amazing.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking of Amy Adams, you know, because she did. She sang in Enchanted.
Yeah.
And the Muppet movie. She sang in the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
She had a pretty good voice in that.
She does. She's got a great voice. Amy Adams is another one of those women that's ridiculously talented.
Yeah, she is. She
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of, like, singers who went into acting. Of course, there's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
You know, he can do no wrong.
Yeah,
he
I agree.
Can do no wrong.
I agree.
You know, and then. Then, of course, I don't know how you feel about Lady Gaga, but she's also somebody in my book that can do no wrong. I mean, I don't know if you're a big
I'm not,
American Horror Story fan.
Yeah, no.
But I love what she did in that. I like what she did in that. You know,
right.
She's really good in it.
All right. But all right, Patrick.
That's what I got.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good one. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
Late 70s, I think it was. It was a movie in Nashville. I think Keith Carradine was. I think it was Keith.
Yeah.
And one of the premises that the producer did was he required everyone to write a country western song. Now the only one that comes to my mind was Keith Carradine because I think it charted in the 40s.
Oh no! It charted. It not only charted. It won the Academy Award, and it was a huge hit. It was a hit. I can't remember Easy.
Something Easy.
I'm Easy. Is what it's called,
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
from Nashville. Yeah. Nashville was like 1974, maybe, and it was a really big hit, and it won the Oscar that year for best song.
Yeah, it was really.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything more after that, but
not in the music world, I don't think. But
it was it was a really good song.
Great song.
All
right, thanks, Glenn.
Thank you. Have a nice. Right.
Have a good one, Keith Carradine. All right, I mentioned that Jeremy Renner. You know, from the Hurt Locker. Are you a fan of Jeremy Renner's, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
I love him. I just think he's great. Dan, you a fan of the Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, I do. I like him, too. He was good in that movie where he was Gary Webb, the journalist. He uncovered drug trafficking in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was the name of that movie?
I'm trying to think of the name of it, too.
I can't remember the name of the movie. I just remember... Well, first of all, the first time I saw him was not Hurt Locker, but that was the breakthrough movie for him. And he's phenomenal in the Hurt Locker, but was in the 28 Weeks Later. He's in the sequel to 28 Days. That's the first time I remember him was 28 Weeks Later. And I've liked him in everything. I mean, last year he was in Arrival, which was such a great movie. But anyway, here he is singing New York State of Mind. This is Jeremy.
Some folks like to get away. Take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. I'm taking the Greyhound on the Hudson River line. 'Cause I'm in a New York state of mind.
Yeah! Was that on Fallon's show, right? He was singing it on Jimmy Fallon's show?
No, it was some like ABC News, like one of those fluff pieces that they do with celebrities on like the overnight show.
Yeah. So, and he just sang it?
Yeah, I think the reporter like prompted him to sing.
Wow.
Like without notice, I think.
All right. Well, nice job, Jeremy Renner. I just imagine him singing that while defusing bombs. All right, Scarlett Johansson. Did you know that Scarlett Johansson released an album, Esmeralda?
Yeah, it was all a bunch of covers, right?
Yeah, it was a bunch of covers, and I want to say they were all by, oh, man.
Is it Leonard
she
Cohen?
She did
Leonard
Tom
Cohen.
Waits one.
Yeah, Tom Waits. No, it was Tom Waits.
Ah,
Tom Waits. Here's a little bit of Scarlett Johansson singing.
When you give a man.
That's not bad. And I've heard other stuff off of that record. It's not bad. We got a break here. We got the news coming up on 720 WGN, and then we'll talk more celebrities that have albums and actors and actresses who can sing. And then Esmeralda and I, after the 4:30 news, will battle each other in a celebrity name game head-to-head right after the news, which is next. We'll be right back. morning. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, that's Audio Slave. If you just heard the news, the world of rock has lost an incredible voice and a remarkable talent, a singer, songwriter, all-around great rock vocalist. Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden and Audio Slave, died last night. He was only 52. Cause of death is unknown yet, but obviously this is a shock, and it came out of nowhere, and nobody expected it. And, you know, if you're a fan of Soundgarden, as I am, huge fan, then you know what a great talent this guy was, and his solo work was amazing as well. And it's a real, 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 real shame. Chris Cornell passed away. Really sad. This one hurts in the world of rock. So there you go. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 o'clock every weekday morning. At 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and then at 6, the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And, yeah, and we're talking about celebrities who released albums you probably never knew existed, and actors and actresses who can actually sing. And we got some texts here, 630 area code. Hey, what about Hasselhoff? Well, of course. They love him in Germany.
And I just saw him. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he has a song. Yeah. There's a song in there.
Yeah. Yeah. He also makes an appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He does.
Yeah. Did you like the movie?
I did. I loved it. Yeah. It made me cry.
I know.
So bad at the end.
What's going on, man? I didn't expect that.
Too much feels.
Yeah. It's like, here's the deal. Two comic book movies this year made me cry. What the hell's going on? Because Logan made me cry.
Oh, gosh. No, Logan just
destroyed me. Yeah, Logan destroyed me. I mean, that was just, you know. But Guardians was really sweet and really funny. And I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. That's like the greatest. That was one of the greatest.
It's the best. That's one of the
greatest. Dan, have you seen Guardians yet?
No, I have not.
That's great, man.
I keep seeing the, like, Mary Poppins reference everywhere, and I've, like, clue.
Oh, you don't know what it is?
No.
I won't give it away because it's one of the best moments in the entire movie.
400 theaters.
Yeah,
the ones up in
Rogers Park. Yeah.
$6 matinee at 4 p.m.
Wow.
Right?
That's cheap as hell.
Have you guys seen the Legos cartoons with Chris Pratt?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. The Lego movie?
Was turned on to that over the weekend. Hanging around with my cousins and their little kids were watching it. It's hilarious.
The Lego movie is amazing.
Yeah.
It's great. And Chris Pratt, it's so weird that he's always in my mind going to be Andy from Parks and Rec, like this big doughy goofball.
It's awesome.
He's the best. He's on Parks and Rec. He's hilarious on Parks and Rec. And now he's like this cut movie star. You know what I mean? Like in the biggest movies ever made. Lego movie made $1 billion. The Jurassic World, he was the lead in that. And he's got the two Guardians movies. I mean, he's a big time all buff movie star now. And he's all shirtless in Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's like, whoa, what happened to Andy? I liked him when he was all pasty and chunky and doing pratfalls, doing Chris Pratfalls. 920, Kathy says, Jack Black is a great rock singer. As Tenacious D, he does a cover of The Last in Line on a Dio tribute album. It's fantastic. Well, you know, Tenacious D, they dedicated their entire existence to Dio. And Ronnie James Dio appears in the Pick of Destiny, their movie, the Tenacious D movie. Dio appears in that movie. 708 area code, William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy recorded music. Yes, they have. Pretty classic. 574 area code, check out John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly can sing, man. He's a good musician, too. That guy can do everything. 773, Eddie Murphy had a hit single, and Jamie Foxx has released a few albums. I know. Well, first of all, Eddie Murphy. My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Rick James looking like a poodle.
Rick James, by the way, is in the video when they're recording it. He's like, you know, and he gets so excited. Like he's having an orgasm because the song is so good. They cut back to him. He's going, And then he loves it so much that he has to bust into the studio and pick up a bass and start playing and singing with him because it's so damn good. My girl wants to party all the time. 815 area code says, Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison in The Doors. I believe he sang most of the songs in the movie. He did a great job. The movie is horrible. Yes, the movie is horrible. Val Kilmer, by the way, is one of those method dudes. You know, like when he was on the set, there have been reports when he was on the set, he was like, you can only refer to me as the Lizard King. Like he wouldn't answer to Val. He would either answer to Jim or the Lizard King. And that movie sucked. Russell Crowe has a few great albums. What's the 30-odd Grunts of Grunt is like the name of the band?
Fighting Around the World.
It's 30-odd Grunts, 30-something odd Grunts is the name of his band. But then they say, the texter says, his performance in Les Miserables was horrible. Yes, it was. That movie sucked, too. All right, Esmeralda, would you like to hear from a hit from Mr. T's album?
Yes.
Here you go.
Why? Because you got to go through it. If you want to get to it, are you willing to try? Everybody stand up. Why? Because you got to go through it. If you want to get to it, are you willing to try? Yeah!
Wow. Old Mr. T.
He has doesn't he have another rap about his mom?
Yeah, no, you gotta
or
treat
about
your
mothers.
Treat your mama right.
He is wise but beyond his
well,
years.
He's Mr. T. He rules. Treat your mama right. Yeah.
I pity the fool.
Hey, sucker. You better not be talking to invisible animals.
One out of one Dr. T's recommended. Shut up, fool.
Didn't somebody say that there was actually a Mr. T doll in the newsroom? There was Vic, didn't you say that there was
a
talking Mr. T?
15 feet from me. I can't get to it. But
these are all like from that doll, though. These sound bites that I have, I think.
Quit your jibber jabber.
I was going to say, I'm like, who's just putting him up to the microphone and letting him go?
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T. Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Yeah.
Shut up, fool. Hey, sucker. You better not be talking to no invisible animals.
And then this is the best.
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
That's right. That's my favorite quote of all time.
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
It's never personal. I'd like to be pitied by Mr. T.
He should start charging to pity fools.
Again, one of my favorite stories ever. My friend Mike was driving down Michigan Avenue one summer day, all right? Beautiful day. He pulls up to, I think he was going southbound on Michigan Avenue, and he pulls up to Chicago. So he's at the corner, he's at the stoplight on Michigan Avenue and Chicago. And it's a busy summer day, and a bunch of people are crossing the street, and they all start, like, pointing and going, yay, and clapping. And Mike, my friend, looks over to two lanes over, and there in a convertible Rolls Royce is Mr. T, full-on mohawk, the chains, the feathered earrings, everything. And he's like, hey, how's it going? To everybody who's, you know, pointing at him and clapping and everything. And then he's sitting in the Rolls Royce, and hanging from the rearview mirror is a Mr. T air freshener. And my friend Mike was like, that's when you know you've made it. That's the American dream. You're in a Rolls Royce, and you have an air freshener of yourself, and everybody on the street is clapping for you. That's like the ultimate story right there. You know, Mr. T lives in Andrea Darla's building. You knew that, right?
Well, Patty knows his daughter. She's a comedian.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. But I think that every once in a while, Andrea sees him like in the laundry room or something.
They go have lunch together. I bet you.
She gets his mail for him sometimes when he goes out of town.
They go to Corner Bakery.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, half a sandwich, half a soup.
Hey, Dallas, can you handle my mail while I'm away, Dallas? Fool. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. After the 4:30 news, Esmeralda and I will be in another battle of celebrity name game. Yeah. Hey, Dan, were you able to find the theme song for a celebrity name game or no? Because I know that Dan should...
Not a clean copy.
Okay.
Because I can pull it from a past
version. No, because we have our own version. That's exclusive to the radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I could pull it from an old segment of ours that we did, but it's got the bed part has you talking over it already. Right. So,
well, there you go. All right, we'll just because Dan Chigrou, who is out, by the way, for those of you who were listening yesterday at this time, we didn't know whether or not Dan's wife was going to give birth. Dan was here in the morning with us during the show yesterday, but he had to leave because he got the call. But it was not a birth. It was kind of a false alarm. But the doctor said any moment now. So Dan Chigrou is off for the remainder of this week, which is just tomorrow, and the beginning of next week. Dan will be off. So the great Dan Long will be filling in. And thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.
All right. So let's get back to this. We're talking about celebrities who can sing. And during the break there, Vic, you said that you had one?
I believe I do. That hasn't been mentioned yet. And we're going back several decades here, but Sissy Spacek.
Yes.
Nailed Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter, and there's a soundtrack to that.
Yep. You're absolutely
Very
right.
Very good job.
Yep. You're absolutely right. She's a great singer. She's really, really great. Yep. All right. Well, how about Kevin Costner? Have you guys ever heard Kevin Costner sing?
Well, he's in that Bacon Brothers.
No, that's Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Because his last name is Bacon, and that would be.
I heard Kevin. I went Bacon.
Well, I mean, I think of Bacon all the time, but yeah, Esmeralda, you know, yeah.
Then no.
No, you haven't heard him?
No, have not.
Okay, well, here's Kevin Costner, not Kevin Bacon, Kevin Costner, and he's in a band called Kevin Costner and the Modern West. I wanna be the lightning in your eyes. I wanna stand and fight for you. I wanna be the place wherever hearts are true. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. Yeah.
That's not bad.
I don't know.
Yeah. You can tell it's him, though.
Yeah. Now, the Bacon Brothers are actually really good. Have you guys ever seen the Bacon Brothers?
No.
I have not.
No, they're good. They are. You know who else is? You know who else can sing and is in tours and stuff? My favorite actor of all time, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
He's really good, too. I saw him at the Millennium Village over there. And he's really good. Well, you saw that movie Crazy Heart, right, when he finally won an Oscar. Jeez. He's only in the business for 40 years before the guy won an Oscar, the best actor ever. Jeez. All right, how about this? You guys ready for a little Burt Reynolds?
Oh, boy.
We'll close out the segment with Burt. I can't think of a better way to close out this segment than with Burt. Burt Reynolds. Don't ask me what songs I'm going to sing. Just turn your ear my way. Don't ask me where I'm going. Ask me where I've been. Don't ask me what I'm gonna be. Ask me what I am. Good Lord. Oh my God.
It doesn't even sound like him. But then again, I'm expecting like a Norm MacDonald version like to be singing.
Yeah, you're going to expect it. But yeah, hi, how's it going? It's Turd Ferguson. My name's Turd Ferguson. And it's a funny name. Hey, an oversized cowboy hat. See, it's funny. Turd Ferguson. We're going to break. Weather, traffic. Well, you know what? News. That's all coming up. And then afterwards, celebrity name game.